Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
We have heard about scattering a loved one's ashes at sea, maybe burying them in the garden, sending them into space. But there is a growing trend for rather creative cremations. ABC's Deirdre Bryant reports.
Cremations now account for 41% of all deaths. But who knew there were so many options for the remains? They can be placed in a pendant or fused into glass and turned into other items. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that for $3,000, a funeral home in Palo Alto will send a cup of ashes to a company in Illinois where Grandma or Fido can be turned into a real gem. After a year of heat and pressure, the carbon turns into a diamond. It can be worn as jewelry or popped on a mantle. Some say never, others absolutely. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
The federal government's to announce a task force today to figure out how to get more disabled people to work. The Canadian Press has learned it will include executives from companies such as Loblaws and Tim Hortons. The group will look at companies that already have good records in hiring people with disabilities. Their report should be ready by the end of the year. A new report suggests psychological abuse can be just as harmful to a child's health as physical abuse. The American Academy of Pediatrics has released an updated position statement in psychological maltreatment of children. It says children who are persistently belittled, humiliated, made to feel unworthy are victims of such abuse. And Dr. Harriet McMilling from McMaster University is a co-author of the study.